أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وبشر الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات أن لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار. In the previous ayat we read that Allah Ta'ala wants the non-believers who don't believe in the Quran Sharif and the challenges Allah Ta'ala has put to them, then Allah warns them of the terrible fire of Jahannam, the fire that will be the fuel of which will be human beings themselves and stone and rock. Stone and rock does not normally burn, but there the fire will be such that that will also burn, and that flames and the heat of it will be extremely intense. Also Allah Ta'ala said, "U'iddat lil kafirin," and Jahannam is permanently for those who disbelieve. Those who believed, and unfortunately because of their sins and they did not make tawbah, they will go into Jahannam temporarily. When they get cleansed, then they will be taken out and put into Jannah. And here we see that warning was sounded, and now Allah Ta'ala says, وَبَشِّرِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. On the other hand, give glad tidings to those people who believe in the Quran Sharif, that it is revealed from Allah Ta'ala with all the other requisites of Iman. Yeah, a very important principle of the Quran Sharif is drawn out, that wherever Allah Ta'ala gave warnings of His punishment, immediately after that Allah Ta'ala gave the glad news of obeying Allah and getting Jannah. So Allah has balanced this all the time. And where sometimes the good news comes first of Jannah, then Allah gives the warning of Jahannam. And this is one basic principle in Islam, that al-imanu bayna al-khawfi wal-raja, that iman lies between the fear of Allah and in the hope of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Both of these are absolute requisites for our iman to be in order. If a person only has fear of Allah all the time, and he doesn't look at the mercy and doesn't have hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, that person will destroy himself. He will become so despondent, he will become so depressed, that even he will even give up his iman in that condition. On the other hand, a person who has got only hope in the mercy of Allah, and he doesn't fear the punishment of Allah Ta'ala, that person will become so reckless and bold and will commit any and every type of sin. So much so that sharam haya will also leave him. Iman will finally leave that person also. So iman lies between hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala and fear the punishment and the wrath of Allah Ta'ala. Both of these things go together. Ulama have explained this in various ways. One is, before a person commits a guna, then the fear of Allah must be more in that person, so that he does not commit the guna. If perchance, due to his weakness, he committed the guna, now he must not fear the punishment of Allah, but he must turn with tawbah and look at the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. If he is just going to live in any person's life, he gets hidayah, and now he thinks of his past gunas all the time, then that person will just drown in that, and he will be always a depressed person. But if we see the mercy of Allah, we make sincere tawbah, and Allah is that great, kind, merciful being that Allah says Himself, وَيَعْفُ عَنْ كَثِيرٍ, that Allah on His own forgives plenty, plenty of our sins. When we make tawbah, istighfar, Allah forgives the sins. Now look at the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. So before committing a sin, look at the punishment, that if I commit the sin, what will be the terrible punishment. If by weakness we were overtaken and we did commit the sin, now look at the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, make tawbah and look at the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Ulama have also explained that during the youth and young days of a person, the fear of Allah must be more on a person. because when his young days and in his youth, his health is very good and he works, he has got money, etc. and he can easily fall into all type of sin. As is evident in the world, the young people fall into so many types of sin. So at that time the fear of Allah must be more on a person. And when a person grows old and the time of his departure of this dunya comes, then more he must look at the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. A young person, when we are advising him, admonishing him, etc., then we should remind him of the punishments of Allah. That time his mental state also, he's strong. He can still take it. But when an old person, and if he still remembers his gunas, then we should remind him of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Whatever good deeds he had done, we should remind him of that, so that his mind goes more to the mercy, and as he goes to Allah Ta'ala, he goes with the full hope of the forgiveness of Allah, the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. So this is a very important thing. We end here again. Those people who only look at the ayats of mercy, and they also in fact say that certain person, when he makes bayan, he only makes bayan of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. So that won't give us a proper picture of Islam. And on the other hand, a person who only looks at the azab of Allah and all the time just thinks of that and makes the people also frightened, just talks of Allah's azab, that also won't give the correct picture. It must be balanced. Both must be there. Don't put the people in a false hope, in a world of false hope, that we can just keep making guna, Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim. On the other hand, don't put fear in the people. You have committed gunas and you are so bad and there is no hope for you. Now it must be between the two. So al-imanu bayn al-khawfi wal-raja. Iman lies between fear of Allah Ta'ala and hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, and a mu'min must have both of those things. On another explanation the ulama give, that when we look at our own deeds and we look at our own selves, then we lose hope. We know how useless we are. But at the same time, look at the mercy and kindness of Allah Ta'ala and have full hope in the mercy of Allah. If a person looks at his deeds, like now we all made fajr, but what was the quality of our fajr? But on the other hand, we look at the mercy of Allah. It was the same Allah who brought us yesterday for fajr, who brought us today for fajr. He liked the fajr of yesterday, so he brought us to make the fajr of today again. So look at the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. We must never have trust on our amal. Always look at the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. As we are taught in a dua, Allahumma maghfiratuka awsa'u min zunubina. Your mercy is much more greater than our sins. Wa rahmatuka arja indana min amalina. And your mercy, we have got much more greater hope in your mercy than what we have got in our amal. So we must not trust our amal, we must look at the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. So this is also a very important point. A person who keeps this in mind will easily be able to practice on deen all along. Otherwise, we just look at the fear of Allah, we will also get depressed and we think there is no hope for us. And we only look at the mercy of Allah, we will become very bold and reckless in committing sin, and we won't ever make tawbah also. Allah keep our iman intact as He wants it, for all our family, progeny, all our associates, Allah, and all who have passed away, Allah give them the highest stages. We who are living, may Allah keep us with iman and Islam, and let us move in the correct path of deen.